is FMQ.
Hi, this is Trevor Sinclair. Great to have you on board. Hope you have a great flight with us on Qantas. Coming up, we'll throw the spotlight on a great CD and fantastic book by Debbie Kruger called Songwriters Speak, which gives a unique insight into the lives of some of our great songwriters. And we'll feature music from some of them like Split Enz, Icehouse, Richard Clapton and John Farnham. This is FMQ on Radio Q. Let's get into it. Smiley. It's Ronnie Burns from 1969, written by Johnny Young and inspired by Normie Rowe's National Service tour of duty in Vietnam. That's the first of the songs we're featuring from the Songwriter Speak CD that features some great songs from Debbie Kruger's book of the same name. In Songwriter Speak, Debbie interviewed 45 artists from Australia and New Zealand whose work in music has left an indelible impression. Coming up, a couple of greats from Brian Cadd and Icehouse. This is FMQ on Radio Q with Trevor Sinclair. Wherever you're off to, hope it's a great trip with us on Qantas. Russell Morris wrote the first bit of this one sitting in his bedsitter in England, where there was a photo of his girlfriend on the beach in a bikini hung on the wall from 1971. Sweet, sweet love. Age of Reason. John Farnham, with his career well and truly back on track in 1988. That was written for him by ex-Dragon member Todd Hunter and his wife Joanna Piggott. Todd worked for months on the music, with Joanna's lyrics creating a real song of hope written about her son. FMQ with Trevor Sinclair and a mix of classic hits. We're taking a look at Songwriters Speak, the book by Debbie Kruger, and double CD on Mushroom. This Metal As Anything hit was penned by Martin Plaza, who likes to avoid lyrical cliches and find a fresh lyrical approach. This gag had been flying around for a while and he just thought it had to be committed to a pop song. From 1982, If You Leave Me, Can I Come Too? Band Cool Change from 1979's first Under the Wire. Glenn Shorrock recalls writing it in about 1977-78 and says he was reflecting on his love of the white sand, blue water philosophy lifestyle and thinks he just translated it into a metaphor for the release of the pressures of LRB. This is FMQ on Radio Q on Qantas with Trevor Sinclair. And a little more from Songwriters Speak. Kicking back to 1977, I gotta tell you, I love this story from Richard Clapton on his Goodbye Tiger album. After a two-day drinking session at Palm Beach Studios, he wrote this about one of those real-life situations that he found himself in. In fact, he found a scrap of paper on the floor of a girlfriend's car and, a bit like a journalist, simply wrote down what was going on at the time. The story of that drunken misfortune became one of his biggest hits. Deep Water.
We used to go down to the beach at night.
Where the devil woman, she's gonna get you.
Cliff Richard, Devil Woman from 1976, written by Aussie Terry Britton, another hit from Songwriter Speak, the Debbie Kruger book where she gets into the hearts and minds of some of our greatest musical poets.
This is FMQ.
Thanks for joining us on Radio Q on Qantas. If there's anything you need to know, just ask one of the cabin crew. Now, this Chicago song was written by Steve Kipner and John Parker. The weirdest thing about the song is that Steve and his wife had taken a few days off and were caught in a blizzard when they got a call from producer David Foster. The band was in the studio and they needed another verse now. So there he was with John Parker on the phone, coming up with lines almost instantly. He even called in the assistance of his wife Lizzie, who never got any credit. From 1984, Hard Habit to Break.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
White Roses. Deborah Conway from 1991's String of Pearls. She wrote that with Dorlan Bray after getting inspiration from a song by Al Green. FMQ with a mix of classic hits. This is Trevor Sinclair on Radio Q. We're playing a few hits from the double CD Songwriter Speak and book by Debbie Kruger. Tim Fenn says the lyrics to I Hope I Never came easily and directly from the relationship he'd had with Phil Judd and how it had fallen apart. From True Colours in 1979, Split Enz.
I fall apart.
Silverchair, the greatest view. Some great vocal acrobatics on that from Daniel Johns, who wrote it about people watching over his every move. Hope you've liked our feature from Songwriter Speak. Debbie Kruger's book has some fascinating face-to-face interviews with the Tunesmiths, and the double CD's available on Mushroom. If you want more info, go to www.songwriterspeak.com. This is FMQ with Trevor Sinclair on Qantas. Got some great in-flight tips about 30 minutes away in the comfort zone.